One of my favorite Divrei Torah that I might have shared in the past is the Abu Draham's explanation of the seven Haftorahs, Zayin v'Nechemta, the seven Haftorahs of cancellation that we read this time of year, being in week number two. And he says that if you read the first pasuk of each Haftorah, there's actually a dialogue that's going on between the Navi Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the Jewish people. And it starts off last week where God turns to the Navi and says, I want you to go console the Jewish people. Nachamu, nachamu ami. Go make the people feel better. So what happens? In this week's Haftorah, he goes to the Jewish people and he finds Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. That Tzion, the Jewish people, say God has left us. God's not interested in us. And so what happens is, the following Haftorah, the Haftorah for Re'eh, is Aniyas Soralu Nuchama. It's like Yeshai goes back to God and says, what do you want from me? They're not willing to listen. They're inconsolable. There's nothing I can say to make them feel better. To which God's response is, in the fourth week, Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem, is that I will go and I will console them. And so what happens in the fifth week is Rania Karalo Yalada. God goes to the Jewish people and says, gotta feel better. It's not so bad. And then, in the sixth Haftorah, Kumi Ori Kiva Oreich, people begin to lift themselves up. And finally, the seventh Haftorah is Sosa Sisba Hashem, that they could rejoice. They could rejoice in God. And that is, of course, with the advent of Mashiach, with the Jewish people being back in the land of Israel. That is the Haftorahs. And that is the beautiful message that the Abu Draham says the Haftorahs share. But I want to share with you what I think is a very interesting thing. What is it that the Jewish people are saying in our Haftorah? What is their complaint to God? So they turn to God and they say, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. You know what bothers them? What bothers them is that they feel that God is no longer there for them. And what part of it does that? So I think there's two possibilities. One is that we look at the Jewish people and say, they're dealing with the absolute destruction. Churban, bias, everything is gone. Everything that they've built is lost. Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. That's not fully accurate, because actually the Haftorah that Yeshaya is sharing with us is Nevuah that happened well before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But perhaps on some level, if it's supposed to be talking about the future, that is what the future is. The future is Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. The Jewish people feel that God is no longer there for them. But why could that be? Perhaps we could suggest so beautifully something that I think is very similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu says deals with after Chayta Egel. After Chayta Egel, God says, Moshe, I want you to know the rules of the game are changing. You're no longer going to be led directly by me, but you'll be led by the angel. What is the reason for that? So the reason is the Jewish people aren't on a high enough level anymore to be able to deal directly with God. So they get his emissary, his angel. True. There's what to be said about that. So is it a punishment or is it just a natural consequence? You're not there, so therefore this is what happens. So it's certainly possible to understand it as a natural consequence. But there is also a way of looking at it as a punishment. The punishment is that you will no longer have the direct intervention of God. You'll be dealing with an intermediary who is working for God, but it's not the same thing. Nachamu, nachamu, ami is a beautiful, beautiful word. It's a plea to make the people feel better. Yeshaya is tasked with it. But the Jewish people say, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, we don't want to hear you, Yeshaya. We want to hear it from God. We don't want to have our relationship be a relationship of indirect contact with God, where we're dealing with the emissary of God, even if he's Yeshaya HaNavi. The Haftorah is expressing the despair that the Jewish people have of recognition. We no longer will be dealing directly with God. They don't want to live in that world. And so, the fourth Haftorah really is where, I believe, the true Nechama comes, where Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem. It's where God turns to us and says, I hear you. I understand what you want. And I'll come b'chodi u'v'atzmi. I'll come myself and I will console you. Isn't that what we really want? Isn't that what we hope for? We hope to not have to deal with all the go-betweens and all the intermediaries. But we hope that the day will come, the karov b'yameinu, Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem. It's where we won't feel as Avani Hashem. We won't feel that God has left us and left us in the good hands, but nonetheless the hands of His people that watch over us. No, no. We hope that one day, really soon, Bekarov will once again be able to relate to God directly. Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem. Have a good day.